What are you counting down to? Whether you realize it or not, you are surrounded by countdowns. My family has been counting down to the end of the school year, and we made it. But that wasn't the only countdown in progress. My youngest had a birthday, so we were counting down the days until she turned 11. Now that the long days of summer have begun, we are counting down the days to vacation, counting down to camp, and of course, even with the first day of summer, the countdown begins to school starting again. Many of you are already counting down the days to Christmas. We're almost halfway there. We count down the days to things or events we're excited about. My husband had a countdown calendar to our wedding on his office wall for about a year and would mark off each day leading up to our wedding day. I had a baby timeline on my outgoing email when I was expecting both my girls that counted down the days to my due date. You may be a huge movie fan of certain franchises, and you count down to long-awaited sequels and releases, and will even stand in line for hours just to get tickets to see it first. The anticipation is almost as exciting as the event itself. Others are counting down the days to be done with chemo, or watching the calendar, waiting for a loved one to return home. There's something about marking the days, seeing the movement of time, which gives us a feeling of satisfaction and hope, even in the midst of the waiting. Knowing the long-awaited moment is getting closer gives us something to look forward to. What are you looking forward to? Out of all the things you may be counting down to, is there anything that brings you everlasting hope? There is for me. While I have goals I want to achieve in this life and beautiful and exciting things I look forward to and may even count the days to, my only true hope and peace to come is Jesus. Jesus is coming again. Hebrews 9, 27 and 28. Just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Are you waiting for Jesus? Do you wake up each day with expectant hope, joy, and strength for the day because of the promise of his return? You can. It brings peace to my heart, and as a result, that peace brings beauty and light to the darkness around me. Many have tried to set up a countdown clock as to when Jesus will return. I even found one online, which is ridiculous because Jesus himself said no one knows the day or hour, not the angels in heaven, not even Jesus, but only the Father. But make no mistake, he is coming again. The first time he came to carry our sin and shame, the second time he comes, he's taking us home. That's the truth. While I can't really set up a final countdown for when it will be, it is the hope I carry every single day. I'm Lori Klein.